Democrats believe much of their success in the congressional elections was due to public unhappiness about the war in Iraq. So many of them are pressing ahead with calls for troop withdrawals to begin within 4 to 6 months. Even Republicans are showing signs of disenchantment with the Bush administration's approach on Iraq. Among them is Arizona Senator John McCain, a likely presidential contender in 2008. But unlike many of his colleagues, McCain is pushing to send more U.S. troops into Iraq to help quell the sectarian violence there.
No, we are not winning in Iraq. That's why we have to have more troops there, and we have to do it quickly.
Democrats will take control of both houses of Congress in January, but they remain divided on how best to proceed in Iraq. A few Democrats advocate a quick withdrawal of U.S. forces, but most prefer what they like to call a phased withdrawal of U.S. forces over a period of several months that would put pressure on the Iraqis to solve their political differences and take greater responsibility for their own security. Among those who favor that approach is Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware. He spoke on NBC's Today program.
The best one is to, in fact, begin to let the Iraqi leadership know we're not going to be staying. Over the next 4 months, let them know we're going to start to phase out, force them to have to address the central issue, and that is not how to stand up Iraqis, but how to get Iraqis to stand together.
Politicians from both parties are talking about change in the U.S. policy toward Iraq. And political analysts say that is because most of them are taking heed of the election results earlier this month. Larry Sabato directs the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
America has a vibrant democracy, and the people are still in charge. When they speak clearly and loudly, as they did on November 7th, they direct policy. And so the President and Congress have to adjust to that reality.
How receptive the Bush administration will be in responding to the call for change in Iraq remains an open question. In a recent Washington speech, Vice President Dick Cheney told a conservative audience that the election results will not deter the administration from completing the mission in Iraq.
The key is to get Iraqis into the fight, and we'll continue training local forces so they can take the lead in defending their own country. America is going to complete our mission. We're going to get it done right, and then we'll bring our troops home with victory.
But the pressure for change in Iraq is not just coming from Democrats and political independents. It is coming from conservatives as well. Again, political analyst Larry Sabato.
He has very little choice at this point. Even many conservative Republicans and some neocons are deserting the ship and making it clear that the current policy in Iraq is unsustainable.
Politicians from both parties are awaiting recommendations on Iraq from a special bipartisan commission set up by Congress and headed by former Secretary of State Jim Baker and former Congressman Lee Hamilton. The Iraq Study Group is expected to release its findings and recommendations next month. Some members of Congress hope the commission will provide a way forward in Iraq that will appeal to Democrats and Republicans in Congress and the Bush administration. But Chuck Todd, editor of the Hotline political newsletter, is skeptical that the commission will be able to provide a bipartisan solution that can unify official Washington. Todd was a guest on VOA's Encounter program.
My gut is that there isn't going to be too much agreement on exactly the plan of what to do. Look, if there were an easy plan, somebody would have it, okay? It's not easy.
As Democrats prepare to take over Congress in January, many experts predict a renewed focus on Iraq. This is author and political scholar Norman Ornstein.
And I think you'd get hearings that would push towards at least consideration of forward-looking plans or alternatives that we wouldn't have otherwise. I think you're going to see a significant focus on foreign policy, but that is not going to result itself in a change in direction.
Another expert, John Fortier of the American Enterprise Institute, believes it will be difficult for the president and congressional Democrats to bridge the gap over Iraq.
6 months down the road, I think there's still a pretty fundamental divide between Republicans and Bush, who really want to find a way to win in Iraq and are not looking to reduce troops right away, and Democrats who would like to see those troops come home more soon.
Politics will also play a role in the Iraq debate. Several senators from both parties are either planning or contemplating a run for president in 2008, and many have their own proposals for what should be done in Iraq. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
望网易语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com